You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
All right, we're off to Pasco County, Florida now, where a dude accidentally discharged a gun and shot himself inside a Publix. Here's the update on that from ABC Action News.
Tonight we're finding out what caused a gun to go off inside of a Land O'Lakes Publix. The bullet hit a 69-year-old man in the leg. ABC Action News reporter Eric Waxler is live with how that man is doing and who the gun actually belonged to, Eric.
Yeah, Jameson, the good news is the Pasco Sheriff's Office says that man is in stable condition. They also say the gun that went off here at this Publix belonged to his wife.
Oh.
Investigators say a Derringer 2-shot, similar to this one, was in a woman's purse as she and her husband checked out of Publix yesterday. After watching surveillance video, deputies say the purse fell off the counter, hit the ground, and the gun went off. Oh, the shot hit the woman's husband in the shin.
And it was like, I immediately thought balloons.
Devin Spearing and dozens of other shoppers headed for the exits.
It was just a mass confusion, you know, and they just trying to get the word out.
But this could have been horrific.
Retired Deputy Scott Grant teaches gun safety and says keeping a gun in a purse is okay as long as it's in the right kind of holster with the right kind of clasp.
She didn't wake up in the morning going, I'm going to Publix and I'm going to shoot my husband. That's not what occurred, but that's what happened.
Deputies say the woman has a concealed carry permit.
Hopefully she'll be okay because she's going to go through as much trauma as her husband. She shot somebody she cared about. And even though it was an accident, it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, and Publix gave that surveillance video to the sheriff's office so they could see what happened, but it was not released to the public for us to show you. Deputies say they don't expect any criminal charges in what happened.
I'm sorry, honey. I shot you.
I'll be honest. I'm a little bit pissed.
Where is my mints in my purse?
I don't care where your mints. Your mints are halfway over the Publix. They got blown out of the side of the purse before the bullet went into my leg, darling.
Oh, did it hit you? I'm so sorry.
Looks so. Oh yeah.
Oh no!
Sure
I shot you again.
Oh my God! You got a machine gun in there?
Oh my God!
My God! Stop shooting! Stop!
Are you okay?
My legs are gone.
We need help.
Someone.
Oh, you'd be mad. Especially because they hate each other already, almost guaranteed. Almost guaranteed.
They do. It's horrible.
And then her gun shoots me. Oh, God.
She's like, ha, 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 ha. Finally, got what you deserved.
I would love to be there for the aftermath, just to see the interaction between those two.
I want to see the surveillance video
me too.
So bad.
Me too. Please release it.
Oh, well, they won't now because they're not going to charge them.
No.
Not going to charge her with anything. It's just a...
That guy was pissed, though, that they interviewed, like, you know, she can have it, but she's going to feel really bad now.
Oh, yeah. The gun safety guy.
The gun safety guys. Guy was furious.
They take it serious.
Yes. Gun safety guys are trying so hard.
Yes,
They're trying so hard, but people
Pasco
are just
County.
Shooting each themselves
and
each other.
Dumb, and people are dumb. Unfortunately, dumb people can get guns, too.
We need to change that Florida's effed up thing to just Pasco County.
Pasco County's effed up.
Yeah.
Something's more severe.
Yeah. A mess.
Well, God. Luckily, the guy's okay. But Amber shoots me in the leg by accident. I am milking that for all it's worth.
Oh, sure.
I will. Yeah. I'll get a couple
of...
You
would be so mad.
Oh, I'd be furious. Are you kidding? Furious. Amber shot me?
Yep.
Oh.
She ran into your car, and you had to go in the bottom of the pool and scream.
Yep.
I can't imagine that she shot you.
She ran into my car. Right? My own wife hit me.
Did you just hit me?
And then rolled up the window so I couldn't talk to her.
Yep. He got home,
put on
his swim trunks, jumped in his pool, and just
sat
like Ferris Bueller's friend,
screamed.
Sunk to the bottom. Sunk to the bottom and screamed.
Better than other options. True. I didn't scream at her. I didn't scream at my kids. I just...
Yep.
Yep.
I got to get
no
the rage out.
No one could hear
out.
You down there.
Nope.
Dave! What are you doing down there?
So if he gets shot, he's going to sink to the bottom of the ocean and scream.
Yes.
Exactly. You're right. Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. Dave's at the bottom of the ocean now.
He just walks out to the Detroit River and dives in.
Bubble.
Was it you or was it Andy that had severe disappointment when they removed the spicy chicken nuggets from Wendy's menu?
Andy more than me.
It was Andy.
Yeah.
Well, hit him hard.
It did.
Too bad he's sick today because he'd be happy to hear that Wendy's bringing back the spicy chicken nuggets.
I know. I saw that on Twitter yesterday. After I retweeted it.
Well, that's it. This is all how it works these days. Chance the Rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Tweeted that he would love Wendy's to bring back their spicy chicken nuggets over the weekend. Wendy's issued a challenge. If that tweet got 2 million likes, they'd do it.
Got 2 million happened in 2 seconds.
In a couple of days, and the spicy chicken nuggets are coming back.
How can you be so blind as a food maker that you could do something like this could happen? And you've taken it off your...
It's just like the Taco Bell fries, though. Like, things come and go. Like, yeah. I think every summer, Wendy's spicy chicken nuggets happen to come back on the menu.
Oh my God,
the spicy chicken nuggets are back, everybody!
See, I didn't
know. Oh my God! And then in the fall, they take them away. You know, and then they bring them back. It's like, come on, they're back!
Yeah.
They're back, Chance the Rapper made it happen! Thank you, Chance, I love you! We love you.
See, I didn't know they did the same stuff that Taco Bell did.
Yeah, it's all just games that they play to get your consumers' money. That's all.
Yeah.
Marketing.
Yeah. I mean, spicy chicken nuggets has been on and off the Wendy's menu for a long time.
Okay. I thought it was like always on there, and then they were just like, no one's buying this, so we took it off, and there was an uproar.
They took it off in 2017. That's when they last discontinued it. And here's what Wendy said. This is not a drill. Spicy chicken nuggets are coming back. Y'all are crazy. That took like a day and a half to get 2.2 million likes. We don't know when yet. Got to figure it out. But soon, this is amazing. They probably had planned to bring them back.
Absolutely they did.
Of course.
They've already got them all, their chicken products all frozen, ready to hit the stores.
We'll see how fast they roll it out.
Yeah, either Chance the Rapper just happened to tweet about it, or
he got
like,
paid to do it.
Hey, Chance the Rapper, $2 million, and we're gonna have you tweet about the spicy chicken nuggets.
You're right. Exactly.
You know,
the spicy chicken nuggets. How they like the spicy chicken sandwich? I have had their spicy chicken sandwich, but I've never had the spicy chicken nuggets.
About the same, I would say. I think they're good. They're delicious, but it's just spicy chicken nugget. To me, the Wendy's chicken nuggets are far superior.
Couldn't you just have always ordered the spicy chicken sandwich and cut it into little nuggets?
Well, yeah, if you want to put all that time and energy into it.
Yeah.
I will take this $4 sandwich and a fork and a knife, please.
Yeah.
Can I get some sweet and sour sauce?
If you really
want it. It wouldn't be as good. There wouldn't
Dave's
be
fast
as
food
much.
DIY.
Yeah.
That's saying. Dave's like, you know, this is how you save a few bucks. You want a 20 piece?
Dave's not going to be doing a podcast when the show's over. He's going to be doing YouTube videos on how to DIY your own fast food.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a deal. Missing spicy nugs? Here's how to get them. Click the link.
That's good. Like really good.
I know, right?
Don't forget to subscribe.
Yep.
Hit that bell. Anyways, spicy chicken nuggets coming back. They haven't said when yet, but I'm sure it was the plan all along, and they're just making
a lot of it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I know this makes me a bad person. I will say that.
I love this intro.
I will say.
Okay.
I know it. I can't help it.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you want to die? Videos of people falling.
Oh, no, this is fine. You're fine.
I lose it.
You're fine.
You're just one of us, Dave.
I can't.
A lot of people do. A lot of guys do, I think.
I can't keep it together. I'm so happy. I've never been, like, if I was on stage hosting something and someone fell, like, it would be a bad scene.
Like, it'd be bad.
It'd be a bad scene.
Like, something real serious.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Meatloaf.
Even better.
Singer Meatloaf.
Stop it.
Didn't he fall before?
Well, I think he's always.
Yeah, he had a heart attack or something, didn't he?
Yes.
He almost died.
On stage.
Oh, God. What's going on now?
Meatloaf did a Q&A session at a horror convention a few days ago.
Was it in Detroit?
I don't know. It doesn't say where it was.
Because there's just a horror convention in town, like, oh, I think over the weekend or last weekend.
Why is he at a horror convention?
I don't know. We put this up at DamonChuckTheFreak.com if you want to go check it out. Right?
Trying to put this all together.
So, anyway. Meatloaf. Did Meatloaf do a horror movie? I'm getting sidetracked here.
Well, he's in Fight Club.
He was in Fight Club. I don't know. Maybe he's done
He might be in some horror flicks that I'm just not familiar. Horror is not really my genre of expertise.
Yeah, me either.
Too scary he was for
in
me
the,
to watch.
He was in the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Okay, well, then that's all you need to be. That's all you need to be in ever.
Anyway, so he's at this horror convention. Didn't make it all the way through. Everything was going great. He tripped over some loose wires, though, and fell off the stage.
Right off, huh?
Right off the stage.
Oh, here we go.
The video is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Any swearing?
I have to stop it partway. I'll just mute it.
Oh, no. Oh, he's not.
It took a long time. He fell hard, though, guys. He broke his collarbone.
Oh, well, he's big, you know. If I fell onto my shoulder, everything would snap.
Look at everyone just sitting there.
Well, they're like,
watching.
God, Jesus.
Well, because you can't, someone does swear, but you can't hear someone say, is it real? Is it real? Like, it's at a horror convention.
Look at the people in the audience.
I know.
They seem like they give less a crap.
They're at the Meatloaf Q&A at a horror convention.
Are you there? Analyze your life, please.
There's like somebody that's there just to ask.
Look at these people.
Because there's the one person in the crowd that wants to know what. I would do anything for love, but I won't do that.
What was the thing you were talking about,
what
Meatloaf?
What is it? What is
it's it? It's analingus, isn't it? Is it pegging?
What is it?
Oh, he fell down. I'm never going to get the answer to this question.
You won't. You won't.
It'll keep me awake at night for years.
Can we go back and look at the audience again just a little bit? Okay, I mean, I know you're dying over the Meatloaf fall, but
okay,
the people, look at the guy in the red.
Oh, no, go back more. Let's handle it. The guy in the red, look at the lady in the front row. Go back and just check the size. Right?
Of course, she's a huge Meatloaf fan. She's a huge Meatloaf fan. She's at Meatloaf Q&A.
That guy didn't brush his hair.
Oh, wow. This guy, right
here. Just a regular guy going to the horror con.
He just came out of his parents' basement, and he went to the Q&A with Meatloaf.
You're lucky if he's got clean underwear on, Lisa.
I'm going to say no way.
Yeah, no, not a chance. Not that
guy. No way.
Oh, yeah. A lot of stuff going on in here.
It makes it funnier, too, when it takes him a few seconds to actually go down. Or you think he's got...
Yeah, I was like, what's happening? What's happening? He's like... He's like...
He's dancing. Whoa. Oh, Meatloaf's down.
It's like he slipped on ice.
His feet got caught up in wires.
Oh.
They say that's what happened.
See, you laugh at that, and this could happen to one of us.
Oh, it's happened to me.
Well, I know.
It's happened to me.
You know, you have to be...
You have to be... Careful.
How many times have you like almost fallen? Like I've almost fallen, and generally you right the ship. I would hope that even just because
you're not Meatloaf.
You know what I mean? I hopefully just because a couple wires get touch your feet, you don't just tumble and tumble and tumble and then launch yourself off a stage.
So hospitalized with a broken collarbone, although there's no official word from Meat or his people how he's currently doing. I guess before he gave up the mic, he did thank his fans. What?
Ouch.
Meat?
All quiet. Everyone's quiet.
No word from me. Mm-hmm. I don't.
Oh.
Yeah, be careful.
I guess, this is that.
Who swore? Someone in the audience?
One of the
horror.
Yeah, one of the horror folks.
Oh, my F. Meat. Better to do on whatever day it was than watch me.
Well, you don't know who was next. You don't know who was next. Maybe
who's next. I want to know.
Maybe I thought they'd go in for that specific person. You mean they stay for the whole thing?
I would assume that it's like same with like a UFO con where it's like a bunch of different speakers.
The guy that was the stand-in for Hellraiser was probably up next.
Yeah.
Oh God.
You're there for someone big, but you got to sit through some duds.
But poor Meat. Broke his collarbone.
Like how you call Meat, like
Meat.
Is his first name. You just Meatloaf or whatever his real name is.
Yeah, Mr. Loaf.
Mr. Loaf.
Michael Lee Eddie.
So again, still in the hospital today, broken collarbone, but no update from Meter's people. So hopefully that he's okay.
I'm sure he's fine.
Hopefully. Amazingly, Meat still has people.
Yeah.
Meat has a lot of people.
Yeah, Meatloaf.
Mr. Loaf has a big following of fans.
Yeah. I don't get it.
He was in the Tenacious D movie.
That's probably one of the coolest things he's ever done.
Yeah.
Oh, he was also in Fight Club. That's probably the coolest thing. Yeah.
Lisa, Bob has bitch tits. That's Meatloaf.
Yeah, that's Meatloaf.
Yeah. There you go. All right, we wish him well. If you want to see that video for yourself and laugh at it, you can check it out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. That's where you will find it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Imagine, if you will, for a second, Lisa.
Yeah.
Chuck robs a bank.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck needs a getaway car.
Lisa, I need to borrow your car.
Nothing to do with Lisa. He gets his dad the Brightster.
Ah.
But he doesn't tell the Brightster that he's just robbed a bank, and the Brightster has no idea. He's driving Chuck in his getaway car. That's what played out in Maine. Police say in Maine, a man who robbed a bank using his unknowing father as a getaway driver has been captured. Keith Tilton dropped his 39-year-old son, Joseph Tilton, at a bank the other day, believing his son just needed to cash a check.
Right.
In the few minutes, though, that his son was inside, his son actually robbed the bank. After dropping his son off in a different part of town, Keith drove past the bank and questioned him because his car matched the getaway car's description.
Oh, like cops questioned him?
Yes, the cops questioned the dad who drove back past the bank that had just been robbed because they said, hey, your car looks just like the getaway car. Where were you?
I was like, I was at this bank with my dumbass son.
Poor dad.
The poor dad.
No idea.
The dad is not charged, as they firmly believe he did not know anything that was happening.
Do you think the dad knows that his son could possibly rob a bank at any second, though?
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Judging from the mugshot, yes.
Yeah.
He's already dropping his 39-year-old son off at a bank.
Yeah, he's got loser written all over him.
He does. I'm sorry, he does. Can't get dropped off at the bank by your dad and you're almost 40.
Dad, can you take me to the bank?
I gotta cash a check, Dad. You gotta take me. I don't have a ride.
So
probably, you're right. There are some clues pointing to Joseph Tilton, though, the son, is charged with felony robbery, accused of stealing $620.
Oh, that's not enough.
$620.
That's all he got. That's all the banks will give you sometimes, right? That's all the banks have. His attorney will not return calls seeking comment on this. If the Brightster realized, Chuck, you had used him as a getaway driver to commit a crime, how do you think he'd react?
Well, he'd be the first guy in the courtroom, like, there he is, it was him. He's so dumb.
He'd testify against
you. Look at how dumb he is. Of course he did it. He did it. He's dumb enough to...
He wouldn't try and cover it up for you or make excuses or...
Well, you never know. I guess you really... Until the Brightster's in the hot seat. I can also see the Brightster, like, all of a sudden the cops are chasing. He's like, what in the God? What the hell, boy? And I'm like, I robbed that bank, Dad! He's like, we gotta get away now.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
I can see him. Yeah. I could see him being all in.
They How wouldn't catch him either.
Then I'd be like, Dad, I got $620 and he just beat the living piss out of me. After that,
I would have to get more money
for my dad to be excited.
The one thing I'd luck out with, my dad drives like a maniac.
Yeah,
so he already drives like a getaway
driver. He can drive
backwards.
Exactly, that's true.
He can do anything.
Yeah,
absolutely. My dad has driven backwards because the car wouldn't drive forwards.
That's true. I mean,
but he made it all the way home.
He might have been a getaway driver.
Yeah.
I was going to say that.
He might have been. You're right. We did flee Belfast.
Yeah.
I know we fled Belfast.
Yeah, I don't know why.
By the way, my dad fled before we did.
Oh, right. He had to get
my
lost.
My dad was gone weeks before me and my mom.
Yeah, he had to get lost.
My mom had to finish all the packing and take care of everything.
Yeah. God knows the story behind that.
I know.
I would love to know.
Your dad fled with the down payment on the new place, huh?
You're so right. What happened? I hopefully we'll never know. Maybe on his deathbed he'll tell me the horrible
You never
details.
Asked.
I kind of asked. He's been very evasive.
Yeah, I bet.
Well,
David,
I'm sure.
I just had to leave.
Yeah, he doesn't want. He doesn't want you to look at him bad.
Mm-hmm.
It was a rough place, man.
Oh, it was.
That place was a rough place.
You were
place
on one side
then.
Or the other, right? In Northern Ireland, you're on one side or the other. So I believe he was on one side.
He had to do what he had to do.
Yep.
What he did.
Who
why
knows?
We had to leave the country.
Who knows?
I don't know.
Yeah. Let's just say
they told me it was just not a place to raise a child.
Yeah. Let's just say
probably a better mystery.
Britain wanted him.
Maybe he could have had to get into the country first. Like he had to, you know.
Well,
like,
I do think that
you,
that does.
Then you bring your family.
That
over,
does
right?
happen. People like will go set it up and like they get a house and they start.
Yep.
They work.
Right.
While all the loose ends are. But then other it's times, you know, the military's after you.
Well, we stayed with my aunt and uncle for like the first 6 months in.
Oh.
That we immigrated.
Well,
we didn't have
it seems like he had to get out of Dodge pretty quick.
What did he do?
I don't know.
Couldn't have been that bad because if it was really bad, they probably would have found him.
They would have got him.
Yeah.
I think it was probably more to do with like a local guy on the neighborhood on the block with the horses
and he goes back to Ireland every year now.
So it's not like
he's banned from the country or anything.
He's probably by now.
I do believe something shady happened. Like I don't believe it was all innocent. Just the way I've heard it talked about.
Yeah.
Through the years, I've just never really wanted to change my opinion on my dad.
So opposite of your dad.
I think that happens sometimes.
Yeah.
I think it happens sometimes.
If you'd have been raised in Ireland.
Oh my God.
Then you'd
be a different guy, right?
Yeah.
Be banging bitches and blowing stuff up.
Drinking like crazy. You'd be such an alcoholic.
I'd be like my cousins.
Yeah.
I hope none of them are listening to the podcast or live online. But I have a lot of cousins who are
a mess.
Yep.
They've got some Irish troubles.
Yeah.
That's why they call them the troubles over there. I
went into one cousin's place last time we were in Ireland, and he tried to block me from going in the kitchen, and I was just getting something. I was helping my dad take his luggage out.
Yeah, but he's blocking something off.
There was money all over the counter, like stacks of bills all over part of his kitchen counter.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say apples and cinnamon?
Apples and cinnamon!
Are you selling drugs? Are you a bookie?
Is this 30 IRA money? Wowie.
Dave found the dirty IRA money that day.
How did I get all these stacks of cash, cuz?
Yeah, this is crazy.
Wow, those are $100 bills.
Oh, Dave.
I bet money that he gave him a look. Yeah.
Way on with yourself.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll be away on with myself.
Yeah.
Away on with yourself.
Just keep moving.
Yeah, that's it. You didn't see it.
Yeah, I wonder, he could just be the local bookie now.
Mm.
You don't know. You never know.
Maybe he's just not a fan of a bank, you know?
Yeah.
Doesn't trust him.
Shouldn't leave your money all out in the open like that, though.
Yeah, but when you got to count it.
Oh, I guess. In the middle
so
of counting
much,
it.
There was so much money. So much.
Something happened.
What is my cousin up to?
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't know that either. I feel like...
Probably shouldn't talk about it on the radio.
No, probably not.
Hey.
Oh, I mean,
here we are. We're a world apart.
One download link away. One little download link away.
So close.
So close.
Let's see what Cousin David's up to over there in America.
Do they listen to the show?
I know they have on occasion, like when they found out I was on the radio. I know we got reports like years ago.
I often wonder if we make sense to them. I've often wondered that because I when I went to the UK, like I was there for long enough that I started kind of, you know, me and my brother were on the road all the time. We heard like the one BBC radio more. It's weird. It's different. Because it's not what you're used to. The things that they think are funny is not really that funny to us.
Maybe.
You know,
it honestly, you know, part of that in a weird way, because Amber asked me about this, too, is like stopping me from doing the DNA stuff. Imagine I discover I'm not even Dave Hunter.
What do you mean you're not Dave Hunter?
Well, like
we got a whole new, my dad left the only, and we had new identities. Or something.
The only thing is that that there's so many hunters.
There's
too many hunters. If it was like, family. If you were like going to see your family, like, I don't know why they're all O'Malley's, but.
I want you to get your DNA done so bad.
Yeah, no, I'm going to get it done. I just have been honestly wondering about what I would find.
Maybe you don't want to give your DNA to the government, Dave.
No, true. They'll get my dad.
Yeah. I think, you know, your dad's definitely your dad.
Yeah.
You guys look way too much alike.
Yeah, no, it's true. No, I know he's my dad. I'm wondering if he formed a new identity for the family.
Anything's possible.
The hunters are not the hunters.
The hunters are not the hunters.
And somebody texted in, "Welp, this is Dave Lasho. Good job airing family business."
Yeah.
I'm hoping no one's listening. Someone said, if your cousin knew you were coming, why wouldn't he hide it? He didn't know I was coming. I dropped by.
Surprise visit.
Yeah, it was just my dad's on our way to another house. He's like, oh, right. I forgot my luggage at so-and-so's house.
Yeah.
And then we popped in quickly to get it.
Mm-mm-mm.
Was that luggage full of money, Dave?
My dad's luggage? Yeah. I hope not.
Maybe your dad's a mule.
Yeah,
maybe. He's a cash mule.
Oh, David, I forgot a piece of luggage at your cousin's house.
I love how Dave is whispering as if we can't hear him with the volume.
It's still secrets.
Yeah. Don't worry. No one can hear us.
Family secrets.
Mm-hmm.
Just between us boys.
Yeah, there's one. It's like one group of the family, one like little branch, I believe. Shady Town.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see some of like the post I see. Like, that one cousin is like, he better watch himself or he's going to find himself in a bucket of trouble.
So he's like Conor McGregor.
He is, basically. But then it's all this, like, code. They don't name anyone.
Oh, they don't say what they're going to do.
Think I can't see your caller ID? Think again.
Oh, right.
Like, stuff they like that is on his Facebook.
Right.
Maybe a real estate.
Dave just keeps singing like a canary about the family over in Ireland, man.
He's giving a lot
just
away.
Just keeps singing.
Yeah, he tells a lot.
Canary Dave over here.
I got my one cousin who goes on Facebook and issues threats. Anonymous threats. Cold words.
I loved it. I can't wait to see you.
You think we can't hear the radio? World away.
Ever hear the internet, Dave? You can hear everything you're saying.
Don't give away all the secrets. Don't tell Dave the secret.
No, my God.
I won't. I know it's bad. I just don't.
How do your parents feel about the DNA testing? Do they want to do it? Or they? Did you tell them that you want to do it?
I didn't even tell them.
Wonder what their reaction would be.
You know, the thing about having parents that are right from Ireland is I'm sure that Dave's parents don't care as much because they know exactly where they're from. They're like, we're from Ireland, boy. There's no, you know.
Right.
It's
right.
Crazy. Over there, they don't care like we care.
Yeah.
You know, we're trying to piece stuff together. There's been families here for 300, 400 years. Mm-hmm. We're trying to piece it all together.
I'm reading some of his posts. Approach with caution. I'm ready to flip and I couldn't give an F.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and one of my little aunts is like, oh, what's up, love?
That's legit.
Is that a guy cousin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is legit. I didn't see the photo.
That is legitimate.
I'm trying to say, because I know I've seen some lately where I was like, oh, there's a lot of like Godfather memes. And stuff.
Oh my God, everything is to do with gangsters.
Look. People bring up your past when they're intimidated by your present. Forgive, yes, forget, never.
Oh, look out.
Dave. Are you kidding me right now?
Oh, man, I don't know why you're talking about this one.
I'm excusing myself from this conversation just in case Cuzzo over there is listening. I got no part of this.
I've seen it for months.
So this is the money one?
This is the money one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's the money, guys.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, Dave.
Oh, my God. They make bombs over there. Oh, my God.
Look at all these.
Everything is to do with the Godfather.
Everything is to do with the Godfather.
Does he seem angry? Does he seem like
Does he seem angry?
Like in person. Like, he's. Does he drink a lot?
Called someone a scumbag.
Must drink a lot. They all do over there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing else to do.
No.
That and watch soccer.
So different. Dave, you're so different from your family.
I know. I took me out of there.
You have like two drinks. We had two drinks in Boston last weekend. He almost passed out at the table.
Listen, Dave's dad used to.
I was like, Dave, are you okay?
Dave's dad would come with us to like St. Patrick's Day. He'd be four drinks in before he's like, are you guys going to start this thing or what? He's drinking Guinness.
Oh, I told you guys.
We know.
I can't keep up. I have no tolerance for booze.
What do you do? Shots?
Oh, I do shots with listeners.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be a different animal.
That guy's charming, dude.
Oh, look at this.
Charming as F.
Just because they smile in your face doesn't mean they're loyal behind your back.
And it's all he does is post this stuff.
I know. God, Jesus.
His page is very aggressive.
His page, it's not only aggressive, it's sending a pretty clear message.
To someone.
Oh, yeah, look at this one. Three things to know about me. My circle is small. I'm loyal to the end. And never F me over.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yep.
What do people comment? You have ants just commenting.
They're like, what's wrong,
what's the matter with you, Nye?
Every day they have to say that.
Don't kill anyone, Tindy. Are you going to snap, boy? Oh, Dave.
Oh, yeah, my aunt and my dad comments on everything. Is everything okay, love?
Your dad does?
My dad does, too.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, no, your dad knows what's up.
Oh, well.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
so I may have said too much, but.
Yeah, you did. What else is new? You say too much all the time.
Yeah, I do. My new favorite segment, Dave reads dangerous Irish gangster
texts.
Oh,
text. My God. Every single thing on there is like someone who was in The Godfather and a message. That's all this guy posts all the time.
Well, I hope Dave doesn't wake up with a horse's head in his bed.
No, I don't know.
Exactly.
Dave's cousin is the Irish Confucius. anyways, that's a little bit of my family's dirty laundry that I maybe should not have aired, but, well, we're far away. Let's hope.
Yeah.
Cousin hasn't been here in years. I don't know if he's allowed to leave the country anymore.
He's probably not.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.